Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up, and I'm frickin' ecstatic when I consider the possibilities. It's also the 28th day of April, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. And generally, I'd be saying and introducing JD, but he's taking the week off. He had to, I guess, to do some personal chores he had to get done, and we wish him the best at that, and we'll see him on Monday. That being said, this is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and talk with JD and myself. If you want to talk to me today. It's currently 42 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 54 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And it's spring, got kind of a northern nip in the air, but it's, you know, it ain't snowing. And that's a plus. It was 25 this morning, but it ain't snowing. A little cold. Well, let's see what we have on the itinerary for today. Congress votes to avert government shutdown. Oh, thank God. I thought the government was going to shut down. We wouldn't have no government. Oh, my God. Oh, what a nightmare. Or maybe what a deliverance. We'll get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Congress votes to avert government shutdown for 1 week. Oh, thank God. What we had done without the government. This is from Yahoo News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A majority of Democrats and Republicans in the House voted to postpone a government shutdown by 1 week, giving Congress until next Friday at midnight to hammer out a spending deal for the rest of the fiscal year. another 5 months of it. I mean, this is not, the Constitution says, I mean, it doesn't matter what it says, but they're supposed to, you know, I think a budget every 2 years or budget every year at least. The Senate quickly approved the House's continuing resolution, or CR, in Washington speak, sending it to President Trump. The CR passed the House 373-30. I wonder who those 30 were that are going to get thrown out in the snow. We're going to continue our illegal operations. We have to fund them for another week. And, you know, they show these different congressmen and going at it, and supposedly they're working things out. This is just a pack of goddamn contractor representatives. And what they're hammering out is who's going to get what money on what contract. Go ahead, Charlie.
Tell me it ain't so. Did anybody get tired of hearing this crap?
Man,
it's every time.
I hear you. I mean, it's the definition of insanity, you know, over and over again, expecting something's going to be different, please. Oh, the Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, oh, good old Chucky Schumer, the hardcore communist right out there in your face in your House of Congress, Democrat New York, said progress, in quotation marks, had been made between the parties on the deal as lawmakers stayed up past midnight negotiating. Boy, when it's something important like their goddamn theft of our nation. And they got time for that, man. And as soon as they get done, they can go, you know, go golf and go kick back to the country club and rest a little bit, because they're going to be tired. Not all the poison pill riders have been eliminated, said Schumer. We're willing to extend things for a little time in hopes that the same kind of progress will be made. And this is all just such a goddamn act and a sham. I mean, the Republic, well, they hold a supermajority, and, you know, if there was something they really wanted to do, they could do it. But, you know, they have to let it come out. You know, these communists, like we said, you know, all of it's a lie. This election thing, it's just a lie, people. Get used to the idea. But, you know, if the most they could muster is 6% of the population, but, you know, next time around, you know, with Trump, he's only got, you know, 25% of the population, or less than that, because the whole 25% was the people that came out and voted. So he's only got about, what, 24% of the population, if he had that even. But it's still, it's a running sham. Yeah, but they have to make it look like there's two elements here, and you got to join one side or the other. And, boy, it's heating up, because you're starting to see the communists coming out into the streets. We have the next article we have coming up talks about shutting down the Rose Parade in Portland, Oregon, because these communists said, come on, kick your ass. And evidently, you know, the communist government there in Portland, they just decided to shut down the Rose Parade and acquiesce, because these goddamn communists are, you know, taking over. May Day's coming. And the way this is heating up, it could get quite interesting. You know, I got no more love for them communists than I do for the, you know, they're supposed to be anti-fascist, but I mean, you don't even know what to call them anymore. They have taken the best elements, the elements that through experimentation have shown to foster the most control over the people from the fascism and the communism, and they've taken those systems, because that's really all it is just different procedures and systems, and they put them together and they call it democracy, and it's a very good deal for you and me. Democrats have objected to riders to the spending bill, cutting funding for health care, environmental programs, and the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico. Well, we got to get money to Puerto Rico, man. I mean, where the hell's Puerto Rico? Republicans already backed down from the president's demand that the spending bill include money for a border wall. And the White House assured Democrats it would continue to fund key parts of Obamacare. You know, they're talking, they said they're not going to vote on this phony-ass bill, which is not repealing Obamacare. It is just changing the contractors. And that's what they really do when they sit down with this shit. They're not, you and I are inconsequential. It is a government of for and by the corporation. We're not people of, you know, only people that they speak for are the people that have, well, they call them what, what do they call them? Stakeholders, you know, like a stakeholder in a corporation, you know, somebody that owns stock, and we ain't them. What we are is the consumers. And see, what they're doing is selling us a slavery. And we're buying it. I mean, we're paying big money to be enslaved. So that's what this spending bill is all about. In the House, Democrats also objected to Republicans passing a repeal of Obamacare using the same rule or procedure. I mean, you talk about just a goddamn circus act. They used, that they used for the spending bill, but Republicans backed off that too. with House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, announcing Thursday night that there would be no vote on health care this week. And, you know, just, we'll just move it on down the line like we did that wall. You know, Trump was speaking at the NRA today. I mean, just before I came up here, about probably an hour or so before I came up here. But he said at the NRA, this big gathering, I will never infringe on right to bear arms. And, you know, this worries me. You know, you think this is, that's a good thing. But actually, this worries me because this comes from the same guy that said, I'm going to build a wall. And it's going to start in the springtime. This is from the same guy who said, I'm going to repeal Obamacare. He said he'd do it with an executive order as soon as he got it. This is the guy who said, I'm not going to drop bombs. I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the president of the world. This is the same guy that lie after lie. I mean, man, people just keep defending this shit. It's like they can't see it or like they don't want to admit to it, I guess. And that's how it was actually with Obama. If you think back on it, you know, it was just like, well, yeah, goddamn, that ain't what he, I mean, he's doing the exact opposite. He swore one of the first things he was going to do, get rid of that goddamn unconstitutional Patriot Act. And then when I seen the most people turn, they started backing up. But when I seen the most of them just start shaking their heads, is when he actually added to the Patriot Act or the non-Patriot Act or the removal of the fourth article. And then people, you know, I started seeing more people looking down at the floor when I'd walk by them, or, you know, people had been telling me about Obama, and I'd try and tell them, no, that guy ain't even from this country. This is a CIA baby coming in to wreak havoc and just continue the destruction. He's getting the baton handed to him from George Bush Jr., who did nothing but destroy this country for 8 freaking years. And, well, people, I don't know what to tell you. Of course, they're going to fund themselves. I mean, but again, to think that this has anything to do with this, that's what people finally have to realize if this thing's ever going to change, is they have completely dismissed you from the equation. That this idea that they work for you is laughable. I mean, they might come out with their PR people and say, we got to throw in jobs, 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 and we're working for you. And then go ahead and do what you're going to do. Texas House passes bill to jail sanctuary sheriffs, police chief. Sanctuary sheriffs and police chiefs. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on From the Trenches WorldReport.com. The Texas House passed a tough anti-sanctuary bill containing provisions making it a crime for sheriffs and chiefs of police to refuse to cooperate with immigration officials. They could also be removed from office for providing sanctuary for the criminal illegal aliens. I like the way they like to change the term so they just don't sound as bad as what it is. How about harboring fugitives? How about that? Fugitives, I mean, if the FBI was hunting one of us, that we would be a federal fugitive. And when these people are released, that's what they are. They're federal fugitives. But when providing sanctuary just kind of goes down a little either, it's like gun safety as opposed to gun control. You know, it's a sanctuary instead of obstruction of justice, instead of aiding and abetting a felon. You know, we'll make it so that we can pretend we're doing something about this. And you know, the thing you got to keep in mind is tick tick, time keeps on going, doesn't it? Year after year, the same bullshit, just like Charlie was saying, same old shit, different day, but the same old results. We're getting screwed more. Senate Bill 4 finally passed the Texas House Thursday afternoon by a vote of 94 to 53 along party lines, because we got to keep that idea of these two parties out there, that false left-right paradigm, these Democrats on the left and these Republicans on the right, Nazis and communists are going at it, and it has nothing to do with us. It has absolutely nothing to do with us. It's a game. It's a show. It's a production. What you have up there is a bunch of they have to come before the cameras. This is the only reason you have any of this shit here. If they ever just, you know, finally put down laid down the gauntlet and said, you know, we're running this goddamn government. We're the rulers and you are the ruled. And they wouldn't have to come on camera anymore, but they have to keep this false reality that isn't even sticking anymore. Nobody believes this shit anymore. It's like, Charlie, I kept, yeah, right, whatever. Oh, yeah, whatever you say. But it's come to that point, and when it comes, when it reaches this point, and people still are trying to defend it, you have to know that it's not because they don't understand. That not because they haven't seen it right there on that Fox News channel they watch, or that CNN channel they watch. that, well, yeah, he ain't going to do that, and then he ain't going to do that. And, you know, towards the end of the election, they, you know, I think it was maybe in the primaries, towards the end of the primaries, he was telling you it's just campaign rhetoric. They've been telling us for quite a few years now, it's just the genie's out of the bottle, and just say, well, yeah, you know, of course he said that. That's what you do. You go up there and you lie through your goddamn teeth. And then you go and you do what you want to do when the people are stupid enough to come up there and acquiesce for you one more time. Following the bill's final passage in the House, the Texas House Republican Caucus sent out a statement saying the bill ensures federal immigration laws that are on the books will be followed and enforced in Texas. The caucus started the bill, stated the bill prevents, I'm sorry, The caucus stated the bill prevents local entities from creating policies that threaten public safety. Now, see, it's just a big mouthful, and it's more bullshit on top of bullshit, because this is cut and dry. Those people, by definition of the English language, are invaders. And one of the few little powers we did give this government was to, well, stop invasions, because an invader will come and take everything you got, including your life, and that's what the agenda is here, and we all know it. But I mean, they have to play the public. Well, we have to, instead of you people just going out there and saying, you know, you jail that son of a bitch. I want him in jail just like I would be for harboring a fugitive. I want him prosecuted for obstruction of justice. I want, you know, this is what would happen to you. But that's why we're seeing this other side of this playing out, because they have to play that like they really have some kind of, what they're trying to establish here is that they really have some kind of authority over this shit in the states. Their only authority that we've ever given over to any body of government is to the federal government through the immigration laws, supposedly legislated by our legislatures and enforced by the executive branch, which is the military. Which the Border Patrol is supposed to be a part of, you know, like a military unit. It's our border police to secure our borders. But no, we've got to talk about public safety, because before this is all over with, we will have boards of public safety. When everything goes to shit, man, they're going to say, we're the ones that are going to step up to save you. I mean, just another faction, but they're going to say it. And it's just like in France, the public safety boards and the, I can't remember exactly what they called them. But I mean, these are the people that went out and started chopping off all the wrong heads. I mean, they got a few of the right heads, but then it just become personal vendettas right into a massive slaughter without rhyme or reason. That's why we need that Bill of Rights. That's why we need to come together and say, this is what we're going to fight for. Then there's no confusion. And once we have it, all of us have everything. Nobody is more powerful than the next fella. And the next time we set up a government, it will be of, for, and by the people, not created by a handful of aristocrats intent on ruling us and taking everything. The purpose of the legislation is to protect Texans from criminals who are here illegally. We are trying to make sure those bad actors are detained until we can determine their status. Well, their status is if they're here and they didn't come with a green card or a visa, and even if they did, they've done committed a crime. See, then it's also kind of narrows it down to the, well, we're, you know, that was another thing old Trumpy said, the guy that said he's not coming for your guns. He said that, now correct me if I'm wrong, somebody needs to just come up here and straighten my ass out if I'm wrong on this, but he said they were all going. Remember, they all have to go, and then we'll let them come back in legally through applying like everybody else. Remember him saying that? So if he said that and he's not doing it, well, that's a lie, isn't it? He's now said that the Dreamers have got to stay, and we're doing exactly what Obama did. We're going to emphasize on the bad dudes, you know, the criminals. We're not going to bother with these other invaders that are taking your jobs. And really, that was why the son of a bitch got elected, because you have a foreign workforce that has been brought in here for recolonization that's taking everything that belongs to the indigenous population here. So when they tell you, you know, they're going to do little shit like this and little shit over here, but goddamn it, this isn't rocket science. You give an executive order saying, I want the goddamn law enforced vigorously in every jurisdiction across the country. We have only jurisdiction in the District of Columbia and at military bases. When you find these illegal aliens, which are here as a part of an invasion, because by God, that's what it is, you will take, I'm not going to send you a fucking detainer or some kind of request that you hold this goddamn child rapist when he gets out of jail. You better bring that son of a bitch straight over to the goddamn nearest military facility and turn his ass over to the admiralty courts that are going to kick his ass out of here in a hard way. Or your ass will go to jail for 20 frickin' years for espionage against the United States. It's that simple. And if you see that everybody's, well, he can't do. Yes, he can. This is one of the few things he can do. He absolutely, not to mention, he's operating under war powers, which makes him a fucking dictator. He can do anything he wants. And when it comes around to his Jew buddies over there in the Middle East, blowing up the Palestinians and the Syrians and, all the enemies of the Jews, he just does it like, that's no God. Well, shit, son, give me a piece of paper. Let me write this down. Okay, get on it, guys. Get to doing it. North Korea? China, we're going to have some real negotiation with China, and it ain't going to be about nothing that we put out in front of the goyim. We're talking about rezoning the world. And we're going to settle this matter on North and South Korea that's been going on for 50 years or 60 years or 70 years or whatever in the hell it is. We're going to settle it, and we're going to sit down and negotiate like real freaking businessmen, because this is business. And wars, if we can get the people to kill each other, man, that's good business. But if we get into some wars where we're tearing shit up and destroying valuable real estate, we got to find a way to fight these wars where people just die. We want rid of them anyway. Read the Georgia Guidestones. So anyway, here they are, of course, arrest. Let's see what they're going to do. What's going to happen to them here? Caucus Chairman Tan Parker, Republican Flower Mound, said House Republicans have proven time and time again that we are committed to protecting the rule of law. Really? You got Hillary, right? You did. I'm right behind you guys. And keeping our community safe, you betcha, from everybody but your thugs out there killing people in their black boots and their black cars and their black glasses out there beating people to death. Yeah, you're doing a great job. We will continue to work tirelessly to pass legislation that ensures the safety of Texans, such as Senate Bill 4. The crime imposed would be a Class A misdemeanor. Oh, no. Now, let's look at this now. A Class A misdemeanor. Obstruction of justice is a felony. Aiding a federal fugitive is a felony. So what they've got to do is, this is what they're doing. They're playing this game backwards on you. To reduce it down, well, I'll take that misdemeanor. Well, I guess they got to stay. We're going to give them a fine, and they stay. Bullshit, people. This is a scam. Three-card money. No two ways about it. The measure was passed by the Texas Senate in early February. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has steadfastly said that he would sign the bill and has pushed for its passage. It would go into effect on September 1st. And like I said, more rubbish, more bullshit, more waste of time. This is a federal issue. Immigration, people coming over your goddamn borders into your sovereign country and invading that sovereignty is a federal issue. And it's against the goddamn law, the federal law the feds, like I said, it's where that water ebbs and flows. But on them goddamn borders, that is where they do have authority. Right there on that goddamn border, they have authority. And they're not supposed to let nobody penetrate that border. And if somebody does penetrate that border, well, what kind of states do we got here? What kind of local authorities do we got here? You know this person came in. I mean, me, if I ain't got a seatbelt on, you want to beat me half to death. If I got any money in my pockets, hell, you're going to rob me. And I mean, if I do something as crazy and out of hand as not wearing a seatbelt, man, insurance, I'm going to keep paying and paying and paying. May go to jail, may get killed right on the side of the road. But these people who are invaders, this is invasion. My definition of the language, you come into the country without permission, you come in and you start attacking our body politic, you start, fraudulently accessing these goddamn social programs that shouldn't even exist in this country. Those are all felonies too. And see, the reason they're pushing on this is they're trying to bring this all shit down to misdemeanor activity. If I go down and I steal somebody's social security number and I go apply for federal benefits with that stolen social security number, that's a felony. But no, I mean, it's like that one, I think it was down in Arizona, most of my family came here illegally and we're still coming. And of course, you can't hold it against them for committing a felony and stealing somebody's ID. Like I said, I seen the one program it was a video. No, it was a report on television. And I mean, this little girl, this son of a bitch has stolen her, this Mexican. Now you and I couldn't get a goddamn loan for anything, but this son of a bitch who's never been in this country. He gets this little girl. I mean, it was like a 12-year-old girl. He had her goddamn social security number. He had $250,000 racked up on it. Now, the dad's standing there in the parking lot confronting this guy. He's out of the guy. He can't even speak freaking English. He's going to get in his brand new Ford pickup to drive away because he's just not going to listen to this shit. So this guy can stand there with a goddamn film crew. And this guy right here, here's the guy that committed the felony, took my daughter's, my 12-year-old daughter's social security number. He has $250,000 borrowed in my daughter's name. That's a goddamn, if we did anything like that, they'd be piping this goddamn light, and you know it. But no, this guy here, you know, then the film crew, he drives away. I've never heard anything else about it. He's probably borrowed another $250,000 in that guy's little girl's name and can't do nothing about it. Hell, you're just an American national. You're an Indian. You have no standing here. You're the best that you can ever think to become in this country is a productive consumer. Class A misdemeanor, my ass. Well, let's turn a couple of felonies into a Class A misdemeanor. Then we can keep the game going. Otherwise, you'd have to really go arrest these people. They'd have to frickin' stop, wouldn't they? Or else they'd be facing 20 years in the clink. The measure was passed by the Texas Senate in February. Texas sheriffs and other law enforcement officials were at the anti-sanctuary jurisdiction Senate Bill 4 protest at the Texas Capitol on Wednesday, including Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez. Now that's French. No, that must be Irish. No, Scottish. No. I mean, what you have here is you have the generation brought in by Ronald Reagan. You have this generation, and now they've been put somehow. These achievers are in high seats of power. I mean, they've got all kinds of power. They're controlling the borders that they crossed themselves illegally, and got made whole by Ronald Reagan with zero authority to give our country away to any goddamn body. But now they're running the system. Hell, they're the sheriffs down there. Everywhere you go, they're goddamn in charge. The invaders. And now you're surprised when, Senate Bill, what was her name here? His name, Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez and Dallas County Sheriff Lupe Valdez. What's wrong with this picture, people? Well, no, we're up here. We're going to set up a sanctuary and we're going to protect the more that are invading. See, I was an invader myself. And I feel obligated to protect my fellow invaders coming into your country because it's actually our country. And that's what they're goddamn telling you. And it's just like the rest of this shit with these communists that are coming out saying you're going to shut down a parade. We'll come there and we're going to bring 200 people and we're going to attack them. And I hate the Republicans. I mean, it's all a frickin' lie. But a challenge like that should be met with, 500 of us are going to show up with baseball bats and beat your communist asses out of our streets. How about that? Let's do it. But then if you showed up, with 500 people with baseball bats, they take your goddamn baseball bats away at gunpoint. And if you went tried to touch one of them communists who threatened to attack with violence this parade, well, goddamn, now I'll tell you what, they won't do nothing about them communists, but they will do something about you. You will find out what that word felony means. And it doesn't mean a Class C misdemeanor. And that's exactly what this bullshit article is all about. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Creme de Liumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
money. Dumb down our kids. There's MK Ultra. AIDS and SIDS. Chemtrail clouds. GMO foods. You call that health care? Can't even say good. It's your rights that I fight for. Together we will not have to run. Your house, your spouse protect against whatever they're from. Foreign and domestic are the two types of venomous scum. In short, I won't shoot you if you don't come for my gun. I'll hurt history, Grandpa. There's one thing that he knew for sure. Don't piss off a grizzly bear that's sleeping.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches, from the TrenchesWorldReport.com, brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 1964, Chiligwin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Thurman Austin with Don't Come For My Guns. Another drawing for From the Trenches. Jalapeno and Swifty and Lomax are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Jalapeno is providing a beautiful belt buckle and bola tie that his father handcrafted from petrified wood and would retail for $275. I don't know where it really matters. Swifty Lomax is providing a pair of DCU mobile double 30-round magazine pouches for AR-15. The prizes will be drawn for in the order they were received, which is how they are listed here. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered, unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, May 12th, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Jalapeno and Swifty Lomax for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And we were in the middle of this sanctuary, this bill to, for the sanctuary set. Well, we'll charge him with a misdemeanor. Let's go on just a little bit more, shall we? Let's see here. When asked about whether he could be put in jail, Harris County Sheriff Gonzalez replied, "I guess potentially they could if we aren't in compliance. Potentially they could." I mean, is there any, gray area when they talk about your seatbelt thing, you know, if you're not wearing a seat, is there any gray area? Could, maybe not, could, possibly, never. This is, like I said, this is smoke and mirrors. This is bullshit just to cover up the fact that nothing is happening, people. They are not being deported. They're still taking their goddamn jobs and they're still coming over the border. Go ahead, Charlie.
If you're wearing your seatbelt, you're not wearing it properly. If it's half inch off your shoulder, then that's what they'll shoot you for. It's not, you can still be wearing your seatbelt. That ain't enough.
Well, it could come down to just how you grovel when they come at you too, Charlie. We know that.
Yeah. You can't look them in the eye. You just gotta, I'm sorry, sir.
Please don't shoot me. Please don't shoot me. Here's all my money. You can have my wallet. Rape my wife.
Yeah,
rape my dog.
You got to have the window rolled down and your hands out there.
Pull
them up whenever they pull you over.
That's the
new standard.
You betcha. What we're going to see develop here is just exactly what we said was getting ready to develop here. Barack Obama couldn't get that police state to the necessary level to really make a run at our guns. And today when Trump, just standing up there, after all the wall thing, well, we're going to move that to September and we definitely, that son of a bitch is getting built in the goddamn spring, people. Remember? Remember that. And remember when he said every one of them, remember he looked into the camera, every one of them, none of them. We're going to Obama's policies. We just got Obama with a different color and a different weird hairdo. Let's see here. The Houston area sheriff added that he thought the legislature was going down a slippery slope. Well, yes. And they're either going to babble this shit back and forth like when they're arguing about the gun thing. Not you absolutely can't touch some bitches, can't even talk about it. It's treason. But, statistics show that in the area, this is the argument back at them rather than saying this is my goddamn right, you can't touch it. Statistics show that if people have guns that there's less crime over here and we got the right to go hunting and fish and, target shooting. And that's really what it's all about. See, they pushed the argument off of the, away from the Bill of Rights where it belongs because it is a goddamn violation of the Bill of Rights. Absolutely without question. A slippery slope when passing a law that would met out criminal sanctions when dealing with immigration programs. Well, an invasion, really, that's not anything criminal. I mean, when Hitler went into Poland, that was nothing really criminal. That was just a little war thing going on, a little conquest, some of which are voluntary in nature. Gonzalez said those who elected the law enforcement officials should be able to determine if they are doing a good job. Boy, and it starts coming right. You know, it's when they get in a tight spot, it's the people. This is what the people want. The people want this. And the people you're beating down, like Charlie said, the goddamn seatbelt was, hey, it was 1 inch down off your shoulder, man. We have a big freaking problem here. You could die on the side of the road today. Gonzalez reportedly told those gathered at the rally that Senate Bill 4 would make local communities more dangerous, and it's bad public policy. What, to protect our goddamn borders? Hey, what the hell? I mean, I'd be safe as hell and starve to death because, they're not going to starve us. They're going to take us out to that pit and kill us. But, I mean, goddammit, for how many years was it understood that we had borders and that if somebody wanted to come in here, I mean, how many years, people? And if you had to meet a certain criteria, and there was only so many going to come, and they were going to learn English, and they were going to learn to write English, and they were going to denounce their former citizenship and swear allegiance to us and our people, and they were going to assimilate to us. Remember, that's when they were selling you this bill of goods. And then in 1960s, they took that requirement away of denouncing your former citizenship because they had to have the dual Israeli Americans in here so you could have Israel in your highest seats of power in your country. And of course, we're the only country on planet Earth. Remember this. Always keep this in mind. We're the only country on planet Earth that allows a dual citizen to serve in our highest seats of power. You won't go over to Israel and find an American Israeli there. I'm here to tell you right now. Or any other country in the world. So who do you think really runs this country? Houston Police Chief Art Asvido. Referred to the legislation as an unfunded mandate. He also, yeah, that's it. If you give us more money, you're saying you don't want to do it because of all these more reasons, but it's unfunded. That's going to be our excuse. It's just another fucking game. And this is so they can get it in front of one of their liberal judges down in California. It has nothing to do with Texas and claim that, oh no, that's unconstitutional. These people have rights. Now, if you want to go kill those American citizen things out there, those going, go at it. But this is our new, colonization force. These are our new workers. And they're going to be, we got to let them know that they're welcome here and that this country is theirs. All they have to do is step up and pull that handle and go for that corporate takeover of the United States. These people, they're bringing in here, they have no problem with the fact that some rich people own everything and all the best they can hope for in their life is to get to work for them so they can have a bowl of goddamn food. They're getting treated so goddamn good here, man. Come on, go ahead.
All they got to do is show up.
That's it, man. Where can I get this deal, Flea? Do you know some place I can get this kind of deal? Because I don't. Anyways, that was kind of a long winded. We're going to jump into another article here. And here it is, too. Now here you go. I mean, we talk about lawlessness right in our faces. The fact that there is no law. We were talking with Frank Face yesterday and trying to, he's trying to understand the ununderstandable. The fact that there is no goddamn law in this country. That you have an occupation force here. In fact, there's two factions of it that are fighting each other. And there's several sub-factions that are fighting within those factions to become the head factions of those factions so that they can, deny you your goddamn rights, your life, and your property. Portland Rose Parade canceled. Canceled after anti-fascist email threatens local Republican group. And it's like Mark Corky was saying this morning, this is pure unmitigated communism. I mean, Trump came in, but the thing is, they want that control. They don't want to get rid of communism. They would like to be fascist, and it is really kind of a fascist, it's elements of fascism, because you're talking about the corporations are right now sitting in the goddamn White House. If that ain't fascism, I don't know what in the hell it is. But what these guys are talking about is, it's like apples and oranges. Pile of shit doesn't have nothing to do with the other, because it's two different animals. This is from Fox News. For years, the 82nd Avenue of the Roses Parade has kicked off Portland's annual Rose Festival and marked the beginning of the Oregon City's parade season. But after a threatening email was sent to parade organizers singling out members of the Willamette County Republican Party, and here it is. You see, which side are you going to go on? Are you going to go on the Democrat, communist side, or the Republican, Fabian, socialist, national socialist side? Because what we got going here is you got 75% that didn't participate in any of this shit. These are the people that are out of control. These are the people that have to be killed. And you have to create the situation that's like they're in Guy Carr's book, Pawns in the Game. You divide them into two camps, and then you get them to go at each other and kill each other. And they about got enough foreigners pumped in here, because a lot of this is, you mean, the faces you see, the people that are running it, they're from, these are communist infiltrators that have been brought in here for this very task. And we got May Day coming up, so you people better keep your, May Day, I don't know where I'm going to be at, but I'll probably be sitting here. That's the way life's worked out for me, but I'll probably be sitting here. But man, anybody tries to F with me on May Day, or any communist throws up my face, I'm going to lay that goddamn aluminum baseball bat across their head with the intent of putting a fucking dent in it. And I'm going to hit them hard. And that everybody should be prepared to do this. You know, in Portland, I've walked the streets of Portland many times in my life. And I've seen the people that, you know, these hippie son of a bitches that have gravitated to this. And they're a weak, 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 weak species. But what you got coming in here is trained communist agitators. And, these are the people that you're starting to see. Now, we're going to bust your fucking head, because isn't that what we told you was going to happen? You go, we'll just vote Trump in and it'll all go away. No, Trump is instrumental in the big production, because he is the main star of the program. And what we got, you know, they're going to act like, you know, they're going this way, and he's talking about breaking up the Ninth Circuit Court, and his enemies. Why isn't he stepping up and calling them what they are? I mean, they'll tell you they're communists. Why won't Trump come up and say, you have communists operating in this goddamn country? Why, just like with these sheriffs, you know, with these sanctuary, obstruction of justice, committing felonies, harboring felons. Why aren't they coming in? I mean, what the hell would they do you look at something like Mount Carmel with the Branch Davidians. These people weren't bothering no goddamn body. Hell no, but the rest of the country didn't even know they existed. They were just up there doing their own thing in their church. Oh, and they decided to deal a few guns because it was their right as Americans and, you know, to make a buck or two just like the rest of the scoundrels. But I guess the Jews don't like competition in the arms business. So they come in there and they just kill these people. Just thought, well, they had some guns, and we believe some children were threatened, so we went and burned them alive, and we got these bastards. Think about it, people. This is going on. This is opening. This is insurrection right in your goddamn face. And, well, that's just insurrection. It ain't like not wearing a seatbelt. It ain't nothing serious. But after a threatening email was sent to parade organizers singling out members of the Willamette County Republican Party, whatever, what the fuck ever, who were planning to take part, officials have decided to cancel the family. Go ahead. No shit, huh? What a bunch of wimps. Like I said, 200 people. I mean, shit. I bet I could round up enough guys. There's only going to be 200 of them. I could round up enough guys with baseball bats. I guarantee you we'd send them son of a bitches down the street. And if they wanted to escalate, we got guns. We got shotguns. We got rifles. We got pistols. But that thing is, if you showed up there to shut this illegal activity, this insurrection down as an American, they'd shoot your ass. The cops are in on with these guys. Up there in Portland, they're all goddamn communists. Who controls the city? Who controls that communist police force? The communists. So of course here, you know, if you step up to try to stop this, they will kill you, because they're their people, the ones making the threats. That's why you're not seeing any arrests. MCRP were planning to take part. Officials have decided to cancel the family-friendly procession in an effort to avoid any clashes between protesters and marchers. between protesters and marchers. Not the police, because the police are on the side of the protesters, so-called protesters. And we'll see if we really believe, I mean, if these could really be defined as protesters. Let's look at it.
Henry?
Yeah?
You know, I listened to quite a few other podcasts, you know, just between getting, like, fucked up every day and smoking weed and trying to get shit done. But, you know, I keep hearing from these other, you know, this is what kills me. So I hear what you and JD CA say every day, and then I can listen to other podcasts, and I see dissimilar people that have no connection to other people saying the same things.
Well,
you know?
Well, at some point in the ballgame, it becomes so blatantly. I mean, do you? What kind of credibility do you have if you walk outside at noon and swear that it's dark? I guess you're either fucking blind, you don't know what sunlight is, or you're a charlatan. And, it's coming down to brass. That's why you're seeing this escalation over there in North Korea. Getting ready. We told you guys, if they blow it, if they see this shit falling apart, it's just like before World War II. Right here where I live, here in Klamath County, which is a part of Jefferson. And, you know, the people had guns out. They were out on the goddamn roads. Right, just a few days, and then by God, there we were in war.
Henry, do you know how many contracts we can get out of getting rid of the DMZ over there in North Korea?
Oh, buddy. Well, you know, and then that's really what it is. There, you have the people that are entrenched there with their own contracts that they've been parasiting off the people for about 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Goddamn, Korea's, goddamn, it's got to be up to about 60 or 70 years. And they, you know, it's been their gravy train. You know, they've raised their families on the money that has been sucked out of the American people for them just sitting on their ass and signing checks. And now some other contractors coming in going to hijack their contract. That's all the hell any of this ever has been. To pretend that at the top they don't sit down and the nuclear thing. It's interesting to think about the Georgia Guidestones when they talk about the nuclear thing, because they are behind on schedule, and you know they believe that this shit, they intend to do this. And you know there was a lot of stuff on the site today about, you know, attacking the white race, you know, killing off the white race, exterminate the white race. But you know the white race doesn't make up that 7 billion people that you got to kill to get down to 550 million. So why do they, and you know, they're out there just like these assholes right here we're talking about. They're out there, and I guarantee you it's kill whitey. You know, kill the white people, white equates racist. They're just a terrible thing that needs to be stopped. And once they got all the white people wiped out, then it's going to be easy. Just throw a biological, start throwing biologicals and such shit and just start killing you right out in the open. Just standing back watching you suffocate.
Yeah. Let's just kill all the white people that have any balls to stand up against this tyranny. How about that?
Or the brains to figure it out and beat them. That's what you want to get rid of is, I mean, like it or not, man, I was born white. That's just how it is. But the facts is, everything... The science shows that, you know, we've led the way in everything. We've discovered all the shit, man, from the tinfoil to the goddamn space shuttle. Everything, I mean, there were black people, I mean, in their own people in races. I mean, there are geniuses in every race. But on the spreadsheet, you know, it comes out that, man, the whites are the greatest threat. That's all there is to it. It's not the threat to the other peoples. Hell, we're the reason that there is a population of 7 billion on this planet. It's because, you know, we wouldn't want people starve to death. It's because we have decency. It's because we, you know, built technologies and stuff that made it possible for people to, you know, to live. I mean, God, you know what it takes to provide food and water for the 7 billion people on this planet, and a lot of them ain't getting it, and I know that. But it's not because the people who would do it and the people who are, I mean, just to comment, I mean, these people who talk about, you know, you shouldn't look at anybody with the color of their skin, but by God, you do, don't you? What the hell's the deal here? And that we can go back to our little conversation we had on discrimination yesterday. If you're talking about ending discrimination, what you're talking about, goddamn, I mean, am I missing something here? Isn't that thought control? Being as your whole thought process from the time you come out of the womb until you draw your last breath is a series of decisions you're making. It is discriminating against this, against that. And this is what, this is how they sneak something like mind control in. And discrimination is a bad thing. Oh, you do not want to be one of the, you're not one of those discriminators, are you? I don't even want to be in the same planet with you. You are, every fucking one of you is a discriminator. That's what your brain does. That's how you flow through your life, making decisions. And it is, they're talking mind control. And mind control, you know, it's like MK Ultra. Yeah, I watched a goddamn the other night. Oh, what the hell was it? There was a Star Trek or something on one of those ones with Captain Picard, and he got captured, and he was, and the goddamn, Ascanarians or whatever in the hell they were, they had him, and they were torturing him. And they, when they started the torture, they put this thing in his body that they could give him pain anywhere in his body, all that they wanted to give him. And you know, he started out, he had four lights behind this fella, and he goes, how many lights you see? And he, and because he's, you know, he did, he said, four. He goes, no, there's five. And he shocked him, you know, or gave him this pain, you know. And then this whole episode of torture was, you know, on this thing, you know, every time he just tortured the hell out of him, trying to make him say there was five lights when he was looking at four. It's about mind control. And this is no different. When they're telling you, I mean, they're going to tell you that your thought process is bad. I mean, they're going to, they want you to believe things like, white means racist. I mean, that's like the four lights means five lights. White means racist. Black means victim. And stop discriminating. Stop discriminating. Stop thinking and do what you're told. Take the party line and your life will be better than it will be up until you get that bullet. Better than the next guy who doesn't, because we're going to torture him. But here we are, and we've got to look at these guys. We're going to get back into this article. We are at the top of the hour, and we're going to roll across, and then we're going to get right back into this and look at these goddamn communists and see if somebody can figure out what needs to be done about these bastards. And we're going to roll across the top.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Alrighty, you're listening to the second hour of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT, Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson, on this frickin' Friday, the 28th day of April, 2017. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 1 o'clock Pacific time, and that would be time for the Tactical Report with JD, U.S. Marine, fighting tyranny. Only JD had some personal business he had to take care of this week, and he tells us he will be back on Monday, and we're looking forward to that. And until then, I guess you're stuck with me. But we're going right back into this Portland Rose Parade canceled after anti-fascist emails threaten local Republican group. So you have to just put it in there like it's them. No, it's us. We're the ones being goddamn threatened by these communists. I'm not a Republican, and you ain't gonna have no goddamn communist regime in my fucking country. I will kill you if you try it. Back to the article. Where were we? Oh yeah, this would have been Oh, yeah, this would have, no, let me see here. Taking part officials, okay, to council. Okay, this would have been the 11th year of the parade. This culturally enriched community that has grown very diverse over the years. Oh, my God, is that what you call that? Rick Jarvis, a spokesman for the Rose Festival Foundation, told Fox News, the association has worked very hard to get everyone together in a common, to get everyone together in one common, whatever. I mean, God damn it. What is this? Fox News? Boy, you guys are some real frickin' professionals. In one common, R. In one common, R is what it says. And the parade helped served in that function. Whatever in the hell that meant. And these people get paid for this. Big money. Local media reported that the email was sent from, the giver at riseup.net and said that if members of the MCRP marched on Saturday, they plan to have 200 or more people rush into the parade, into the middle, and drag and push them out. Really? Now, see, this is supposed to raise up the guile of the people to go and march for, well, I'm joining the Republicans now because I'm against these goddamn communists. No, I'm not joining the Republicans, but I am the people. And you're not going to do this shit in my streets. I'm telling you, I have cousins, man. I mean, well, my mom had cousins. My cousins were young at the time. But, I mean, these communists tried to, you know, coming into Elkhart, Indiana. They went out and they beat their asses back across the tracks. They shot out the windows with slingshots in their organizations till the insurance company shut them down. They did not put up with it. And it should be the people that say, you know what, you goddamn son of a bitches over there at City Hall. You better get the hell out of the way because we're coming to clean our streets out because you are some of the filth that's on them. And I guarantee you, if you went there to say, this isn't going to occur in my streets, the goddamn cops would be there pointing their guns at you, just like down at the border. If you went down there to stop the illegal invasion into your country, took your gun down there, I guarantee they step up, we'll kill you. You get out of the way. Now they're coming through. And I guarantee you, they're still coming through. I mean, yeah, I don't care what Trump's, I guarantee he is not evicting, dropping the bucket to what's still coming in. And the whole goddamn invasion force is here. Remember, every one of them's got to go. That was the words from that lion piece of shit's mouth. Go ahead.
Henry, yes, well, the thing about it, though, with Trump coming in is that people don't think about the people, the lifers, all right, that are still in the system running things,
yep.
Right? They didn't get reelected. They didn't get voted out. Those son of a bitches are still sitting in the Pentagon. They're waiting for the retirement, and you just can't get rid of them.
No, it's like, what are they talking about? Goddamn, what was it? Oh, the VA thing. You know, he came up and said, you know, he named a new board or new guy to investigate the VA. And so that they can change the law. I heard him say this, Flea. So they could change the law so that they could fire them for stealing. I mean, these son of a bitches have embezzled. These people should be put up against the fucking wall because it's been against, this is against all our people. This is stealing from every one of us. And it is espionage and treason. And they should be up against the wall. But no, I mean, it's like these teachers. There was a, here where I live, there was a teacher. I mean, he was like, you know, no, goddamn 30 some years old, almost 40 years old. And, you know, a junior high girl. I knew her aunt. And, you know, he had a goddamn, you know, a little fuck with her. And it was found out. And you know what? Goddamn, if it had been anybody else, man, they would have jacked up the jail. You know what they'll do to you. But no, this guy here, he didn't even lose his job. No, nothing. It was just worked out, you know, with his communist allies there, his comrades there at the school. And that got to be a thing. People around here going, what the hell you mean? Well, you just can't fire them. When you go to be a public employee, you can't be fired, no matter what you do. How in the fuck does that work?
He got lucky. He wasn't born black.
There you go. He might have been born black and then turned white. You never know. Drag and push them out. You have seen how much power we have downtown. Now, goddamn, that sounds like a threat. I mean, that sounds like we own the streets downtown. And you don't hear them pushing back and saying, no, the police control the streets downtown. No, actually, they do own the streets downtown. These people, because the police are a part of them. They are the communists. We own the streets. Let's see, much downtown, and that the police cannot stop us from shutting down roads to please. So please consider your decision wisely. What would Flea? Now you're kind of a basically a reasonable guy. What if you wrote in a threat like this down there where you're at, saying that you weren't going to, if the LDS Church came down the road, you were going to kick their ass off? What would happen to you?
That's why I stick to the jokes.
Exactly. You think about if you just threaten somebody in the local city government, I'm going to kick his ass and put his name on there, put it on the internet. What would happen to your ass? The SWAT teams would hit your house. They'd probably kill you. If you lived through it, it'd be a long time before you ever thought about walking outside again. I can tell you that much. But here you have, what I'm trying to emphasize here is just how serious this situation is. You have May Day coming up. That's International Communist Workers Day. What I'm seeing in different, I looked at some, like they talk about the different organizations that are doing this shit. This is International Communist. They've already had their goddamn, conventions right there in Chicago, right in your face. Hey man, is there any of you Vietnam vets left out there? Maybe you got aches and pains. Maybe you survived Agent Orange with the help of hemp, and you're old and you're decrepit and you're hurt. And you think about all your friends that were killed over there, all the people that came back maimed and wounded. Now, what was that? What was that for? I mean, I may have slipped my mind.
I'll tell you a story. My last supervisor, my IT supervisor, was a Vietnam vet and a helicopter machine gunner. Kind of like that guy in Full Metal Jacket. Well, he had gotten Agent Orange, and he had headaches so bad that he would hold cold ice Coke cans up to his head to keep his head from throbbing in meetings.
Man, I know. My next door neighbor, two of my next door neighbors, I'm going to tell you what, the guy that lived to the face of my house to the right of me and the guy that lived at the house kitty corner across the street, both were Vietnam vets. Both. I watched them, raise their children up to a certain point and die of it. You know, they got some checks and stuff, but they died of it. It killed them. And, they were decent people. And there were, what we're talking about here is what was that all about? That was to stop the spread of international communism. It was so important that we could send our people over there to be killed to do it. Something's going to destroy your country, they were telling us back then. It's this communism. It has to be stopped. These people are monsters. And now the monsters are right here. I mean, this is goddamn Portland, Oregon, and they're out here. They're threatening. We're here. Yeah, we're here. And they're getting on each other saying, we're no more of this. You're a bunch of pussies. You better start killing and beating the hell out. Show up with your guns around me, you son of a bitch. I'll trade lead with you, yeah. Communist.
Those bunnies, they need to consider themselves lucky they got moved back down to Nevada.
No shit, that's a great point. You got those bunnies, we just had that mistrial they declared, a hung jury. Look at what these people here are accused of, and you look at what I just read you. And these people won't be touched. But those people who own property and stuff are still being held in jail, never been tried, acquitted in Oregon. These people, though, why, I mean, they try to convince you that there's some kind of rationale to all this, that somehow they're doing this for you. How is what they did to the Bundys for you, as opposed, I mean, and here you have these people here. I mean, they're talking, we'll have 100, 200 people, rush into the parade, into the middle, and drag and push them out.
The propaganda is, the government is protecting us, Bundys.
Yeah, I know. I wish that they would take some of that resource that they're using to protect me from the Bundys and go down there and take these fucking communists out. This is insurrection. My God, I mean, when I was a kid growing up, you've seen all the spy movies and the this and that and all the bad things, but espionage. I mean, the penalty for espionage, I got news for you people. In this country, people have been executed. Russian spies, executed. It's a death sentence. These people are doing this right out in the open. This would get you or me killed. Espionage, are you kidding me? And fostering an insurrection? But I guess this goes to show you the degree. And what it is the communists during that 8 years when the CIA baby of a bummer was in there, they were planting, they were bringing them in as fast as they could and planting them and putting them in positions of power, just like the federal courts. Now that, you know, you do, try to, Trumpy, it's just a game that he's a part of, but this is how they get to play the game. He gets to say, I'm going to follow my promise and we're going to throw these people out. And then the judge comes up and, you know, gives the ruling from the Ninth Circuit, Communist Circuit. And then he did they ever take that to the Supreme Court? Wouldn't it be, just as easy? He's the goddamn president, isn't he? He could say, I want this at the Supreme Court tomorrow. I want it decided by next week. And now that he has appointed his judge, this should be a slam dunk, right? Them judges should be shut down overnight. What? It's like in 2010. At the midterms, when they were telling us, if we can get the Senate, listen to me closer, because I'm talking to you about voting, about your rights. If we can get the Senate, we can impeach that son of a bitch. Has he done something to be impeached? Hell yes. Then that means that if we have to get the Senate, that the people in there won't impeach him, will not enforce the law. Therefore, they are in violation of their oath. Therefore, they are a rogue government that is not operating under the Constitution and has no authority in this country. That's what that says. But listen, guys, we're talking about voting here. If you vote us in, we can take that son of a bitch out. We can end this. And you voted him in, and what did they do? They didn't take that son of a bitch out, and they could have took that son of a bitch out. But they can't impeach because they're all a part of it. It's just, it's a program you're watching. It's wag the dog. It's, you have to have two different sides in conflict to keep you busy while they're looting your goddamn country.
Just like J.D. says, it's theater. It's drama.
All it is. Goddamn right. That's exactly what it is. Let's see what here. While the author of the email did not mention any group of or particular affiliation, the message did include links to two different Facebook pages set up for counter-protests, one by Direct Action Alliance. And I went over and read a little bit of their, it's just pure communism. They're calling the fascists. So what they're trying to do is, and we've talked about this before, and Mark said it again this morning, is put us in the position of 1929 Germany, where, the communists, you're weak. When this country's went under bankruptcy, we're worn down from war. Our war machine is worn down from war. I think that they're taking that tub over there, that Carl Vinson, just to have it sunk so that they can get something else out of it. It's 35 freaking years old. But, what you have here, these people are, you go look at these goddamn, what the hell was it again? I'll get it here for you. Direct Action Alliance. And, this is the same communists that were over there in Germany, trying to have a communist takeover of Germany. And this is why, during World War One, this is why the German government had to back out of World War One, that they were winning. Go ahead.
You mean the communists in Berlin that were killing children and raping them and cutting them up and throwing them out in the gutter? Nobody would do or say anything about them. Is that the people you're talking about?
That'd be the people we're talking about. And you go back and look at, a lot of people don't understand this because all they've ever had in the realm of learning history is bullshit they've been put out in Hollywood. They show it like this German, and when they show, Hitler's taking control and everything, they just show this mechanical, like this machine that's doing all this. They don't show you the streets of Berlin where the faggots are coming down the goddamn streets dressed in drag. The same filth we got here. They don't show you that part of it. They don't show you what them communists were doing that caused them people to rise up and take on a dictator like Adolf Hitler as a desperate action to try and save themselves. They don't show that.
Well, what we get in history is they were the victims.
Of course they were. Yeah, they were. And what are we getting right now? Aren't the transgender freak, psycho, pedophile pieces of shit, aren't they the victims? They're flea. Let's get back into this. Direct Action Alliance. Okay, we were at that. Includes. Oh, no, there we were. Shutting down roads. Okay, includes two different organizations. Direct Alliance and the other from Oregon Students Empowered. They've taken over your colleges. This is the places where the communists plant them, where the young minds are so that they can warp their frickin' minds, get them to part. Well, communists, I guarantee you. You go down there and you grab one of these silly son of a bitches with their pants hanging down around their legs and a post through their fucking nose. Take them on the side and say, what is communism? I guarantee you they can't tell you. It's good. It's communism. You know, all the people getting everything for free. That's what communism is, really.
It's a class I signed up for next semester.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly what it is. But I mean, just the way this, like at Berkeley, you know, I mean, I it's all a scam. It's all to get us to join one of these sides. And I'm not joining Ann Coulter's side because she's one of them. This is all a game. But I mean, the very idea that, you know, okay, so what they're trying to sell you is there at Berkeley, well, we can't let this person come and speak because these kids are going to tear everything apart if we do. Really? Well, you take 100 people over there with goddamn bats and belts and shit and straighten these children out. You say, no, you're not. You're going to go sit down and you're going to go, you came here to learn, you better sit down. I mean, I don't know how school was for you, is today, but I remember how it was in my time. You're disrupting the class. What the hell? You know, you're not. But see, this is, you know, they're going to act like all this power's just been assumed by these student fellas, you know, and they're taking over and they're running things. Really? And so what you're telling me is that this isn't some kind of uprising against me because this is my goddamn country. And I'm going to say, well, I'm going to go down there. I'm going to straighten them little some bitches out. Oh, no, you're not. The private police forces are not going to do anything. Our excuse is we're just not going to do anything. We don't want no violence. But if you come to stop the violence that we're allowing, we'll shoot your asses. This is where we're at, people. This is why this is so important. And we do have May Day coming up. Let's see what we're looking at. Monday? Yep. Monday will be May Day. And I mean, it's a big, it's the workers' revolution, communist international bullshit, you know, that, well, what the boys in Korea and Vietnam went to stop. And now, I mean, you talk about spitting on their graves and desecrating, you know, it was all a lie then. That's the hell of a thing. It's hard to talk about this stuff because it's all been a lie. But I mean, to what those people thought, and today, you know, they try to excuse it. Now that we know all of this shit, now that we're looking at it, if you can look at this, how can you say, yeah, we should go over there and fight North Korea? We should be over there fighting ISIS, who's funded by the Israelis in the United States. We should be over there doing this because there's a purpose behind it, just like with Vietnam. Really? Really? Are you going to stop that Islamic extremism like you stopped the spread of communist, international communism? Is that what the deal is here? Yeah, it's like, you know, him saying that he was not going to come after your guns. It's like we talk about the treaties that, you know, those savage Indians, those ignorant savage Indians, when they started seeing these, when the big grab started on their real estate. And we're going to have, when they wanted a treaty, I mean, it only took them, I mean, these people were backward. I mean, they just out of the goddamn tree. And it only took them two treaties to figure out when white men write down on paper, that what they're going to take. It's same with this shit here. I mean, and you know what, maybe we can pass a few ordinances here to make a felony of, insurrection. You know, I mean, that's a high crime. Insurrection is a high crime. Maybe we can pass something at a local level, make it a Class C misdemeanor. And then when they come out and beat the hell out of people and beat them down, you know, they'd be more encouraged to do it if they weren't. I mean, what I'm getting at here is if they had to face the true consequences under the law, the true law, which, you know, when it comes to insurrections, this is, again, some place where that government that you put in place would be stepping up first and foremost out in front. This is an insurrection against our country, against our founding documents.
Henry?
Yes.
I think if we can get over this, if we just blame the white people for everything.
It's just a part of it. And, okay, and, you know, I'll say it again. Of course they want to kill the white people first, and then there'll be nobody to save the rest. And, I mean, if you can get the people that you're going to kill second to kill the people you're going to kill first, and then you can just spray the rest of them because nobody's going to have the brains or the know-how to stop them. That's why the white people have to. That's why you're goddamn right. Are they targeting it on us? You better believe it, brother. Of course they are. It's logistics. If you want to win, that's what you got to do. If you could get all the Western civilization, if you could just knock that out of the way, then you could go straight to those Georgia Guidestones and fulfill your prophecies, couldn't you? There'd be nothing to stop you. Because you've already shown that you can go into these third world countries. Hell, man, you got Africans over there digging their diamonds out and handing them over to you for a bowl of food. Boy, that's what you, I mean, if it wasn't for them white people, they'd be doing that here too. Make no mistake about it. Where were we? Direct Action Alliance shut down its counter protests since the parade was canceled. Well, that'll they know who these people are. I mean, God damn it. Like I said, if you wrote in a threat like that, I mean, if you tried to do it in hiding, they'd have the FBI there and the CIA. They'd tear that internet apart until they found out exactly who you were, and they'd be a coming for you. They know who these people are. They're the counter protesters. They just called up and said they're going to attack any son of a bitch that comes down that street. Oh, or Republican. We got to keep that Republican bullshit in there. It's just like dividing by races. We got to keep that Republican bullshit in there, so I'll know which side I got to join to fight the communists.
Who's financing this? That's what I'd like to know.
I got to believe it's somebody. Well, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say probably somebody like George Soros and company. I mean, how could you? I mean, you think I wouldn't like? I'm not. I don't want to take on this goddamn illegal occupation. I don't have a pot to piss in the window to throw it out. If they were just wanting to overthrow the government, why are we held back? I mean, why are we control? You know, goddamn it, what do I want to call it? Confined and controlled? I mean, so that. I mean, you would think that if you were actually preaching something like freedom and liberty, if anybody would be well financed in the United States, it would be the people, you know, purporting freedom and liberty, pushing for freedom and liberty, going to fight for freedom and liberty, wouldn't you think? No, them people, you go look for them, they're all freaking broke, they're all poor. But these communists, these dirtbags who don't work, they don't do anything, because part of communism, you get everything for free. That's why they love it so much. They're so goddamn dumb, they think that's it. That's it. That's where it is. We get free.
They don't produce nothing.
Nope. They don't produce nothing. And so with the fact that they're so well financed, that financing has to be coming from somewhere. And I'll tell you what, if you put it together, a local militia, and started looking for finance, and I'll guarantee you this, and you just started looking, hey man, we need some money, we want to buy some vehicles, we want to buy some medical equipment, we want to buy some not even aggressive things, mountain climbing equipment, backpacks, we want to outfit some guys. Man, them son of a bitches, I guarantee you every one of your phones would be tapped. And they would have two or three infiltrators in there saying, yeah, we could, let's go blow up some judges or something. I think we should blow up judges. I guarantee you within a week. So, but they can't infiltrate these people. Why? Because they are these people. That's the bottom line. They're well financed because, well, you're financing them. I mean, the same people who are financing the Portland police evidently are financing these people who are telling you, you know, you're not going to hold it. I mean, we control downtown. Got it? And this is, I mean, communism, fascism, all of it looks a lot like mafia. I mean, you look at, goddamn, what the hell was it? Mussolini. Called him boss. It's all about goddamn mafia control over everything. And it's just the systems they use. And then they put labels on them. I mean, they'll do everything. I mean, you look it up at communism and check it off the list. All the things, you know, government control of this, panels and committees controlling everything. And you can check it off the list. Yeah, that's communism. No, no. It's more of that discrimination thing. Discriminating one thing between two things. You know, discriminating that this is that and that is that. That's thinking. And you can't think, or this thing ain't going to work for them. If they can't shut down the thinking, they're finished.
If you're not born into their bloodline, then what was that George Carlin said? you're not included, you know?
No, you're not in the club. You're not a part of that club. But that's what I'm saying here. You know, they try to build your country as, you know, this bastion of freedom. This place where you can go in liberty. You're free here. But if you advocate for freedom, you will be dispossessed. You will be killed if they can kill you. You sure as hell will not be financed. And like La Raza, I mean, the race saying, well, we're going to go up here and we're going to kill gringos. That we teach little children down in Mexico and Guatemala and Honduras, and that, you know, they, that the gringo, those whites are, they're the problem, and you need to go kill them. And, but hey, you know what? They're getting government financing. It's like the churches down on the border, the dirty churches. Aiding and abetting felons, just like these goddamn sheriffs. Do you think, you know, when they're addressing this thing about sheriffs and police chiefs and these sanctuary cities, shouldn't they be addressing at the same time the major churches down on the border that are doing the same goddamn thing? Why they can't do that? Because they're getting direct federal grants to do it.
That's heresy. You're speaking heresy.
I know. I've tried to stop. I can't. Let's see. We are disappointed that the parade was canceled, he said. We're members of the community, and this is an awesome parade. Parade organizers did ask the MCRP to pull out of the event, but MCRP Chair James Bushell refused and asked for the city to provide more police protection. See, it's just a game because they know that the police, they're a part of it. This MCRP are just as much a part of it as the rest of them. They're the actors. And see, when all shit breaks out, these guys step back and we kill each other because we joined one side or the other and it's a civil war. Think so? Chair James Brugger refused and asked for the city to provide more police protection. Bushell added that his group was ready to march in the parade despite the threat and that the organization had participated in the event for a number of years without any issues. Well, there's an issue now. And the issue is, I mean, how would that goddamn be? You think about that, people. I'm right here where I live. If they said they was going to have a parade, and somebody said, well, if these people march in, I'm going to go out there and just, I'm going to go bust some goddamn heads. You would have National fucking Guard in here. You would have people with machine guns. No, you're not. These communists are going to march in this parade. And if you even look at these communists cross-eyed, we're going to shoot your ass. How about that, American? We weren't willing to just walk away quietly, he said. The next thing we knew, the whole thing was canceled. Like I said, pick a camp, people. Which camp of the 75% out here who have nothing to do with this bullshit, which camp are you going to go in so that you can shoot somebody that went in the other camp that had nothing to do with this bullshit? Jarvis said that it was decided to cancel the parade after the city informed organizers that the police department couldn't offer any additional security. Community organizers are encouraging residents to visit the businesses on 82nd Street. Man, that was going to be their little boost. And I mean, please, at least go buy something and make some more revenue for these goddamn criminal son of a bitches that are committing espionage, treason right in your face. I mean, I'm putting it on the paper.
You can buy Starbucks coffee while you're promoting communism.
There you go. That would be perfect. Avenue on Saturday in light of the parade cancellation. You can't really prevent it. You can be aware. You can be ready, anticipate, but if somebody's going to do something to interrupt or attack, I mean, and especially if they tell you they're going to, and they even tell you where they're going to do it. You can have all this information. If you want to use that word, you can really be in a position to prevent it. Let's see. You can't really be in a position to prevent it. I mean, they're telling you who they are and that they're going to be out there. They're the anti-establishment protesters. And we're going to attack in the middle of the parade, but there's no way to prevent that. How about you go down and you get arrest these little son of a bitches that made the threat, and they're facing 20 years or a firing squad, and then see who wants to show up for that. I mean, this isn't wrong. I mean, just to pretend like, well, there's just nothing we can do about it. I guess the communists won, you think? There ain't been no fight yet, but there's going to be. Anyways, we're down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Hey, old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original E-Juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Head high, protest line, freedom scribbled on your sign. Headline, New York Times, standing on the edge of a revolution. Hey, hey, just obey your secret safe with the NSA. And God we trust, or the CIA, standing on the edge of a revolution.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches, from the TrenchesWorldReport.com, brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1:37 Pacific time, and of course that was Nickelback with Edge of Revolution, and we are at the edge of revolution, and these communists are going to try and take the popular dissent, the popular outrage in this country, and try to make it look like the people want communism. Well, no, they don't. They're a tiny handful, and they need to be crushed hard wherever they pop up. Another drawing from the trenches. Jalapeno and Swifty Lomax are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Jalapeno is providing a beautiful belt buckle and bola tie that his father handcrafted from petrified wood that would retail for $200. Again, I don't see what if you want to help us, help us. Please. Swifty Lomax is providing a pair of DCU mobile double 30-round magazine pouches for AR-15. The prizes will be drawn for in the order they were received, and that is how they are listed here. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, May 12, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Jalapeno and Swifty Lomax for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. And, let's go and look at some more. We've determined that, you can take over a city. Now, how would it be? What do they got? A couple of thousand cops maybe in Portland? I think that's maybe a realistic number. I don't know. But how about they got 200 shit dogs and 2,000 police backing their communist play because they're communists. How about we bring 4,000 people with guns and then 250 people, because it wouldn't take that much to beat the communists out of the streets, and let's take that town over. I mean, it wouldn't be no different than them taking that town over, would it? For the communists are taking over Portland. They've said it. They've done it. And evidently the government there, those charlatan actors posing as the government, they're in on it, or it wouldn't be happening. And we talked about the fact that that Trump is here to build the police state that Obama couldn't, and we see more evidence of it every day. As they beat and kill our people, man, every week we go through articles of people just being murdered by these jackbooted thugs, and now the jackbooted thugs are going to get some more protection from their federal, their corporate masters. I mean, corporate federal. I think we've determined that it's the same guy, just a lot of different faces. Thin blue line bill to expand federal death penalty advances in Congress. I'm sure it did. The same Congress that stood up there in standing ovation when they killed Marion Curie, right in front of her little 2-year-old baby sitting in front of a dumpster, walked up with a goddamn rifle and executed her. Same Congress. I tell you right now, they're one of their number one priorities is strengthening their police state because they feel the heat. They know that people understand what's going on, and they know they are in danger. A bill to expand the federal death penalty to include the killing of state and local police officers advanced through a what happened to these goddamn jurisdictional lines that have been drawn? You know, with these sanctuary cities and such. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's the campaign promise that Trump will keep, is the police state.
And the military. Don't forget the military. You goddamn right that's the one he'll keep. And every promise to the Jews to go and conquer more territories for him. Advanced through a Republican-controlled committee in Congress Thursday over the objections of civil liberties and criminal justice groups, because here's the other side. They really don't want it either. They all shit through the same hole and never mistake it. Groups who argue it is unnecessary and duplicative, and that's why you can't do this, is because it's duplicative. It ain't the federal empire coming into the states and the local jurisdictions to make their soldiers, because you're seeing a joining. What they'd really like to have is one federal police force across this country, and this is just another step in that direction. The House Judiciary Committee advanced a bill Thursday, the Thin Blue Line Act, by a 19-12 vote that would make the killing of a state or local law enforcement officer during the commission of a federal crime an aggravating factor. Well, what ain't a federal crime anymore? What's spitting on the sidewalk? Well, that's a felony. You know how many people have lost their guns to felony? I mean, pot.
It's a hate crime.
Well, it goes into that. I mean, it goes beyond that. That's one of the King's Men. It's like back on Braveheart, you know, the King's Men. You assault the King's Men. You assault the King, don't you know? And the penalty is death. Now, we beat you down and, you know, right in front of a camera, beat you to death like they did Kelly Thomas. Well, we get to decide if we did anything wrong. I don't think that's equal justice, people. I'm sorry. Let's see here. 9 to 12 would make killings the federal crime an aggravated factor for juries to consider when weighing a death penalty sentence. That makes you real important because you get to kill the people that are killing the enforcers, that are inflicting the tyranny on you. And boy, the sheeple, all you need is a handful of sheeple and you can do a whole lot of killing. Look over there in Russia in 1917 through about 1960 at least. And it's still going on today. The legislation would be largely symbolic. Federal death penalty cases are exceedingly rare, and executions at the federal level are even rarer. The last federal execution took place in 2001 when who got executed? Who did they execute back in 2001? I don't think they executed. No, I think he's living quite happily as the government agent he is, and he's over there in New Zealand, or he's and down in one of the Central American countries. Timothy McVeigh was executed for the Oklahoma City bombing, and I mean, what a farce. Most homicide cases are prosecuted by the states. I thought the states couldn't prosecute. I thought they couldn't even arrest anybody for the federal government. How does this shit work, people? Now, if somebody's committed the federal crime, it's a felony to, I'm not sure, but I think it's a felony to kill somebody or to rape somebody. But when these rapists are and they're turned loose and they're wanted by the federal government, I mean, you're doing the bidding of the feds when you're inflicting their statutes on me that can't be inflicted on me as a free man under the common law jurisdiction. Now they'll step up and do this now. They will do the prosecuting for the federal government. They will do the federal government's bidding as long as it's, you know, the bidding they have, so long as it's serving the purpose of the collective. And, you know, these same people were doing, well, we can't touch the Mexicans and Guatemalans who have raped and murdered people here in the United States. We just got to let them go on your streets. Sorry. We can't enforce federal law. Isn't that what they're telling us? While Judiciary Committee Chairman Representative Bob Goodlatte, Republican Virginia, noted that the practical application of the law would be limited, it is nevertheless vitally important in the scenarios where it will be applied, he argued in the statement Thursday. And this comes full circle right down to you and me, the people who would go stop those goddamn communists and their goddamn police enforcer backer communists. Because if you're going to fight the communists, you're going to fight these son of a bitches that you can be federally executed for. That the local authorities, you know, like the Portland government there that will not take care of these goddamn communists, they will execute you for touching one of their enforcers standing between you and the communists. This is what you got to keep in mind. For example, it would likely apply in some terrorism cases. And they've already mentioned Timothy McVeigh. The last trial I went to, when I told you guys, you know, about the last trial I participated in. This is how they opened up. This is how the prosecution opened up. I had a flag on the bar. I was sitting in the spectator section. There was a lawyer up there that I had fired that told the judge I'd fired him. He can't say anything for me or represent me. But this is how their opening statement went. The first words. Have you ever heard of Randy Weaver? Have you ever heard of Timothy McVeigh? And I was there for challenging jurisdiction. What's this have to do with Timothy McVeigh? Well, because that's a terrorist act. It is terrorizing to them to think that you would actually try to enforce your rights upon them. And this is what this is all about. And Trump, he knows it. He is a dirty son of a bitch and foreign traitor is what he is. For example, in terrorism cases, Goodlatte continued. We all remember that the terrorist who bombed the Boston Marathon killed a MIT police officer during the flight from justice. Oh, did they? Did they really? It also would apply to situations where a state or local officer is killed serving with a member of a federal task force. So when they come into your state to enforce, this American marijuana is putting quite a dent in their profits of the shit they're bringing in. When the local cops join up with the task force to come raid a marijuana field, And if one of them gets injured, man, that's terrorism. That's terrorism, and you're going to die for that. You drop down in front of that cop, he can kill you with impunity. You touch him, you die. That's what they're telling you here, people. Including officers serving on federal task forces would be notable, since many state and local police officers participate in federal anti-drug. I mean, they'll participate in federal anti-drug, anti-terrorism task force. They just will not cooperate with the federal government in removing these goddamn felons that have been convicted of murder and rape and being released on our streets. And now who are they looking at? Are they looking out for us? I mean, this is confusing to me. Okay. The bill was supported by police unions. I don't believe it. Such as the Fraternal Order of Police. I mean, another secret society. Over the past several years, members of Congress and state legislators have introduced numerous Blue Lives Matter bills to strengthen. I mean, do you think that the people who conquered this country from the King of England, do you think that they wanted that the local constable, I mean, I don't care, was a judge, when the Bill of Rights was attached to the Constitution, do you think that, man, if you kill that guy over there, it's one thing. But if you kill the guy over here, it's a totally different thing. You get a harsher penalty. You see, if you can push that inequality in at any level, you've already infringed. But this is what they're telling you. This guy's life is going to be more important than your life. Now, he can kill you. He can just kill your ass right on tape. He can put on some gloves. He can get out his rubber gloves and slide them on his hand and go, I'm going to fuck you up. And then when you're sitting there in handcuffs on a sidewalk, a person that's mentally challenged, I think is what they call it. The guy was a schizoid. But, he was a street person. He wasn't bothering nobody. I'm going to fuck you up and right there in front of the camera. You got the camera on me? Because I want him to really see. I want to get this message out to the goyim out there. I'm going to fuck you up. And then go over there and beat you and beat you. And then more cops come and beat you and beat you. As you're begging and yelling for your parent, your dad, save me, beat you and beat you clear to fucking death. And you can have that footage. And you can go up there, psh, crime? That's no crime. Hell, they all got promotions. They got all their back pay back. Cop comes onto your goddamn property without warrant. Thinks he's just going to push his way in. And this is what this is leading into. When they come pushing into your goddamn house without warrant, and you blast them out the other side. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, the rodeo's on. I mean, this is a double-edged sword they're offering up here. I guess I got nothing to lose from here on out. I might as well take as many with me as I can. The son of a bitch came here illegally. I know that I've watched him kill people and say, well, that's legal. That's constitutional. Hey, and if they can murder you, you think that they're going to respect your hearth, your phone, your door to your house? There's incidents one after another. They think they can push their way into anywhere. But, I mean, they come in and they, just kick down your goddamn door. Your grass was too tall. They don't have to have a goddamn reason. Rape your wife right in front of you. Hell, they'll film it. I mean, you can get a good film for Alex Jones's InfoHorrors. You can go ahead and film it. Film them raping your wife and beating you to death. What the hell? What's the difference in that? I mean, they've already shown that they can beat a person to death. Hell, James Boyd in there in Mexico, just up on the side of a goddamn hill, walked up here. I don't feel like killing somebody today. I mean, they put all this shit out for you to see it so you understand. If they can just come kill you, the best chance you got is to grovel and get down in the fetal position. Let them beat you all they want. Don't resist any. And maybe you get to live through it. Maybe you just live with being stupid the rest of your life because it kicked your fucking head in. And you can just be an invalid the rest of your life and they can laugh about it and look down and grin after they raped your goddamn wife. But you dare. Somebody's coming into your house. I mean, as long as they got that goddamn uniform on, they don't need no fucking warrant. Get that through your head. These are corporate enforcers. They're not bound by your goddamn Bill of Rights peon. You have none. We've already told you that too. What are you too stupid to hear the words that are being put in your face? And then you shoot the son of a bitch. And like I said, a double-edged sword. Now it's on. You might as well fight to the death because they're going to kill you anyway. You might as well take as many of them with you as you can and take it to them. Don't go just out looking for another black booted uniform, steroid head. Go get the son of a bitch that ordered it. I mean, if we did that, I mean, even with the lack of unity, if the target was, when this shit starts, start down your list and it ain't their enforcers, it's them. They're coming to your house to kill you. Go to their house and kill them. I mean, well, they won't because they have no balls. They have no spines. They're sending their goons to your house to kill you, rape your wife right in front of you. Warrant. This is my warrant. It's called a battering ram. I'm coming through your fucking door and I'm going to do as I goddamn well please. I'm taking everything you've got and you probably aren't going to live through it. I'm at least going to kick the shit out of you because I get my jollies off kicking the shit out of you. And then come up with a thin blue line here. We got to protect those cops, man. We got to protect the people that are violating the people's rights because if they are not protected, they're not going to want to go out there and do it. But I mean, it's like Stolen News. I can't say the son of a bitch's name, man. They don't have the numbers. If you go right at him, come do it. Boom, 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 boom. I'm dead, and it's five of you. How can you keep up those numbers? If each one of us just says no, by God, and I mean, get your mind right and stand on it. If every house they came to, they lost four or five, man, they do not have the numbers. Even if they get you, they don't have the numbers, and you would have fought the good fight. Israel aids ISIS. Well, of course. I mean, they keep coming at you with this shit, and this is more of the revealing because this shit is shit that would have come out. They're planning on going on through Lebanon. They're going to go through Syria, then Lebanon, and then to Iran. And I mean, here it is. We keep telling you this every day, and here they're going to tell you again. They're going to tell you this time. This ain't Henry. This is them. This is from Rents.com. It was sent in by Wade for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. Washington created and supports ISIS along with other anti-government terrorists in Syria and elsewhere. NATO, Turkey, Turkey, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other regional rogue states supply them with weapons and other materials to support. So far, they're laying this out. This is the facts. Let's see here. So does Israel. In June 2015, the Times of Israel quoted former Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Ya'alon saying, "We've assisted anti-government terrorist groups in Syria on two conditions. They don't get to choose this is what it says. And I mean, you think I'm just fumbling over it. That they don't get to choose to Israel's border. Okay, something's missing there. I don't know what it is. And don't touch the Durez. Israel provides hospital treatment for hundreds, maybe thousands of terrorist fighters, calling it humanitarian assistance, according to Ya'alon, adding it's not in their interest to publicize Israeli aid, including weapons and munitions supplied along with Israeli airstrikes, he failed to explain. On April 24, Fars News reported increased U.S.-UK Israeli aid to Nasser terrorists, aiming to create an autonomous region in southern Syria. But the plan is confronted by Iran and Russia, Russia's intensified intelligence and military operations. At the same time, Washington supports Kurdish fighters and terrorist groups in northern Syria. Israel is providing logistical intelligence and medical support to terrorist groups. And the Israeli West Jordan, that's right, the Israeli West Jordan operations room is supervising their activities. Russia, Damascus, and Tehran oppose the establishment of autonomous regions in southern and northern Syria, supporting the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. On April 24th, American Herald Tribune said Ya'alon has admitted to a tactical Israeli alliance with ISIS. You know, goddamn these people that this is your sworn enemy bullshit. I mean, it's like we talk about it, you know, all these different factions. You're supporting the very people that you're telling us that you're sending the aid and stuff to support them. It's just like this new equipment they're wanting to send to Iraq. What are the terrorists running out of equipment? They need to be resupplied. That's exactly what I mean. And this is all in your face. And the son of a bitches that are still out there, yo, give him a chance. Go try Trump. Got to let him go do this. They have to know this. It's right here. I'm reading it. On Israeli television, he said, within Syria, there are many factions, the regime, Iran, the Russians, and even Al-Qaeda and ISIS. In such circumstances, one must develop a reasonable, carefully balanced policy by which you protect your own interests on one hand, and on the other hand, you don't intervene because Israel, they are not involved in any of this. They're just over there trying to be peaceable while all this hell's breaking loose all around them. Because if Israel does intervene on behalf of one side, which they already have, they've been the air cover for ISIS, it will serve the interest of the other, which is why we've established red lines. Anyone who violates our sovereignty will immediately feel the full weight of our power. On most occasions, firing comes from regions under the control of the regime. But once the firing came from ISIS positions, and it immediately, so ISIS immediately apologized. Because, I mean, just like we have been telling, I mean, when we first started telling you, you know, ISIS, that is, insurgents being paid by the United States, mercenaries to go in and to overthrow the government of Syria. Oh, preposterous. God damn, John McCain was over there with his arms around these rebel fighters, which were actually from other countries. Iraq, Turkey, God damn, Israel. The United States. Israel has long-standing alliance of convenience with regional terrorist groups. I will read that again, in case anybody missed it. Israel has a long-standing alliance of convenience with regional terrorist groups and rogue states, including Saudi Arabia, Qatar, other Gulf states, Jordan, and Egypt. In December 2014, the Jerusalem Post said the UN Disengagement Observer Force report reveals that Israel has been working closely with Syrian rebels in the Golan Heights and have kept close contact over the past 18 months. The report was submitted to the UN Security Council at the beginning of the month. Fact: all so-called anti-Assad rebel groups are terrorists. No moderates exist. All commit gruesome atrocities, including chemical weapons attacks, toxins supplied by Turkey and Saudi Arabia, just like, I mean, this is what's been said all the way down the line. And then they come out and say, yeah, it did come from Turkey and Saudi Arabia, but no, we have to keep fighting ISIS to overthrow this Assad government somehow. I mean, this is how insane it is, people. In fact, the Pentagon contractors train terrorists to use chemical weapons. They make their own. Western media suppresses what's most important to know about the ongoing war in Syria. The country was invaded. Conflict isn't civil. All anti-government forces are terrorists. No moderate rebels exist. Washington, Israel, and their rogue allies want regime change. Syrian sovereignty destroyed. Peace talks since 2012 accomplished nothing. Because Washington and Israel want another imperial trophy. Iran isolated ahead of plans to oust its government. Russia is the only major power standing in the way of achieving these disturbing objectives. Putin is on the right side of history. And it ain't that the Russians really care. It's about an international game of risks, like Cornkey was saying this morning. It is. It's a game, and we're just pawns to be, you know, to slaughter. We're cannon fodder, people. They get rid of us and they get all the property, and man, it just works out real good for them, and it's a very good deal for us. That being said, we are down at the bottom of the hour. I mean, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back on Monday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, stay ready, because Monday is May Day. And I think we're going to see something out of these communists. I mean, somebody has to make a move somewhere. They got to start blowing shit up. How are they going to kill off 6 million people unless they get busy?
Good show. Thanks, Henry.
Thank you, Charlie. And we'll see you guys on Monday. And that is the Word from the Trenches.
Man above, I have done all I can do.
Cookies!